From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Egypt has freed Al Jazeera journalist Peter Agresta after more than a year. He and two colleagues were charged with aiding terrorists. The BBC's Orla Guerin was in Cairo at the time of Agresta's release.
We have just left the maximum security Tora prison complex. That's the place where Peter has spent more than 400 days and where his colleague Bahar Mohammed remains. The third Al Jazeera journalist, Mohammed Fahmy, is in hospital at the moment. A report surfaced last night from an Egyptian journalist. He was the first one to indicate that this was coming today. An official in the prison service confirmed to BBC that they had in fact received instructions to release Peter Agresta. The state news agency MENA has stated that the deportation is taking place.
The BBC's Orla Guerin. A Twitter account believed to belong to a Canadian woman has been tracked to several locations tied to the self-declared Islamic State. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, researchers in the U.S. and Canada say the tweets appear to be coming from Iraq and Syria.
According to the U.S.-based Terrorism Research and Analysis Consortium, also known as TRAC, the tweets were suddenly being tracked in Raqqa, considered a major stronghold of ISIS. Officials say they track the account location by the cell phone's GPS. An Ontario-based private organization described as an intelligence research group was the first to track the tweets. It assumes the user is a Canadian woman since the tweets began in Toronto, but they can't say for sure. The company says based on her tweets, the woman has traveled across more ISIS-controlled territory than any other suspected militant account they've monitored. It also says the presence of a woman on the front lines would be unusual because ISIS does not allow women to fight with them. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
California's drought continues into a fourth straight year. NPR's Sam Sanders has details.
For the first time in 165 years, San Francisco had a January with no rain. None at all. 0.0 inches. January is normally California's wettest month. And usually, San Francisco can expect about 6 inches or so of rain during that period. Southern California fared a little better. Los Angeles got over an inch of rain in January. But overall, California's January, for the state as a whole, could be the fourth driest on record. Just about all of California remains...